We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss how the NSA uses remote neural monitoring against us. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and at the top of the page, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our targeted situation. While you're on that page, donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. I'd like to speak of a very stellar organization, and that is Targeted Justice. I suggest that you join them as quickly as you can. Just go to targetedjustice.com. On their homepage, up in the left-hand corner, you will see Home. Hover over that with your mouse, and you will see Meet the Team and Become a Member. Click or tick on Become a Member, and you are on your way. Once again, targetedjustice.com. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. We have a chat associated with this show at targetedmass.chatango.com. The Schumann resonance today is at 28 hertz. Nominal, of course, is 7.83 hertz. Okay, the work that I'm about ready to take excerpts from is actually part of a court case. And it is Blank versus NSA USA. The NSA's mission and the NSA's domestic intelligence operation. Communications intelligence, or COMINT. Blanket coverage of all electronic communication in the U.S. and the world to ensure national security. The NSA in Maryland has had the most advanced computers in the world since the early 1960s. NSA technology is developed and implemented in secret from private corporations, academia, and the general public. Signals intelligence, or SIGINT. The signals intelligence mission of the NSA has evolved into a program of decoding EMF waves in the environment for wirelessly tapping into computers and tracking persons with the electrical current in their bodies. Signals intelligence is based on the fact that everything in the environment with an electrical current has an electrical signature and a magnetic flux around it, which gives off EMF waves. The NSA/DOD has developed proprietary advanced digital equipment which can remotely analyze all objects, whether man-made or organic, that have electrical activity. That's quite a statement in itself. Anything that gives off an electrical signature can be tracked and listened to by the NSA. Domestic intelligence, or dormant. The NSA has records on all U.S. citizens. The NSA gathers information on U.S. citizens who might be of interest to any of the over 50,000 NSA agents. These agents are authorized by executive order to spy on anyone. The NSA has a permanent national security anti-terrorist surveillance network in place. This surveillance network is completely disguised and hidden from the public. Tracking individuals in the U.S. is easily and cost-effectively implemented with the NSA's electronic surveillance network. This network covers the entire U.S., involves tens of thousands of NSA personnel, and tracks millions of persons simultaneously. Cost-effective implementation of operations is assured by NSA computer technology designed to minimize operations costs. NSA personnel serve in quasi-public positions in their communities and run cover businesses and legitimate businesses that can inform the intelligence community of persons they would want to track. NSA personnel in the community usually have cover IDs, such as social workers, lawyers, and business owners. Individual citizens occasionally targeted for surveillance by independently operating NSA personnel. NSA personnel can control the lives of hundreds of thousands of individuals in the U.S. by using the NSA's domestic intelligence network and cover businesses. The operations independently run by them, can sometimes go beyond the bounds of the law. Long-term control and sabotage of tens of thousands of unwitting citizens by NSA operatives is likely to happen and has happened. NSA has the ability to covertly assassinate U.S. citizens or run covert psychological control operations, to cause subjects to be diagnosed with ill mental health. NSA's domestic electronic surveillance network. As of the early 1960s, the most advanced computers in the world were at the NSA headquarters. Research breakthroughs with these computers were kept for the NSA. At the present time, the NSA has nanotechnology computers that are 15 years ahead of present computer technology. The NSA obtains blanket coverage of information in the U.S. by using advanced computers that use artificial intelligence to screen all communication, regardless of medium, for keywords that should be brought to the attention of NSA agents and cryptologists. These computers monitor all communications at the transmitting and receiving ends. This blanket coverage of the U.S. is a result of the NSA's signals intelligence mission. The NSA's electronic surveillance network is based on a cellular arrangement of devices that can monitor the entire EMF spectrum. This equipment was developed, implemented, and kept secret in the same manner as other electronic warfare programs. With this technology, NSA personnel can non-obtrusively tap into any communication device in existence. This includes computers, telephones, radio, and video-based devices, printers, car electronics, and even the minute electrical fields in humans. Signals intelligence remote computer tampering. The NSA keeps track of all PCs and other computers sold in the U.S. This is an integral part of the domestic intelligence network. The NSA's EMF equipment can tune in RF emissions from personal computer circuit boards while filtering out emissions from monitors and power supplies. The RF emission from PC circuit boards contain digital information in the PC. Coded RF waves from the NSA's equipment can resonate PC circuits and change data in the PCs. This is how, in the past, I'm sure we've all heard it before, suddenly pornographic material appears on someone's computer who has had no prior history whatsoever of any of these acts. So they can set virtually anybody up anywhere in the United States or abroad with any type of crime that they choose. Radio and television signals can be substituted at the receiving end with special EMF equipment, replacing signals in radios and televisions is another outgrowth of the NSA's signal intelligence mission. A subject's bioelectric field can be remotely detected, so subjects can be monitored anywhere in the world. With special EMF equipment, NSA cryptologists can remotely read evoked potentials. Now, in case you're not familiar with the term, an evoked potential is a spike, which means that there is the potential for this person to be doing something. An evoked potential, a thought, a change in attitude, a change in direction. These can be decoded into a person's brain states and thoughts. The subject is then perfectly monitored from a distance. NSA personnel can dial up any individual in the country on the Signals Intelligence EMF scanning network, and the NSA's computers will then... Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. I will see you in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we are discussing the NSA and how they use remote neural monitoring to harass hundreds of thousands of people in the United States. Okay, Marilyn from Ohio is due on at any time. My producer, Mike, is calling her. NSA signals intelligence use of EMF brain stimulation. NSA signals intelligence uses EMF brain stimulation for remote neural monitoring and electronic brain link. EMF brain stimulation has been in development since the MK Ultra program of the early 1950s, which included neurological research into radiation or non-ionizing EMF and bioelectric research and development. Okay, we have Marilyn from Ohio. Welcome, Marilyn.
Hi, Frank. I'm writing a letter to the mayor, and it starts off by saying the Honorable Mayor Don Patterson of Kettering, Ohio. This letter is to inform you of the subject of human rights and ethics in relation to neuroexperimentation. So I've been trying to write a couple letters a day exposing this.
So, well, that's fantastic. That is really fantastic. You need to, have you sent any to the State House yet?
I've, senators, governor, different organizations. A lot of emails, and I just realized that this would kind of change up. I think a lot of people send emails. So, in the tradition of our people that liberated many Americans during the slave trade and all the activism, letter writing was really important to get attention and get help. So that's going to be my strategy for a while.
Yes, we did a show together probably 3 months ago now about modern slave trade. And we were amazed to find out that there was a Filipino woman who was found frozen in a trunk, or actually it was a refrigerator, or probably a freezer. But yes, it's very much alive.
All right, and Kanika Jenkins was a targeted individual from Chicago, beautiful black woman, a young woman, and she was targeted, and she had peers, friends who were also TIs in Chicago, and her body was found in a freezer in a hotel in a suburb outside of Chicago, and people came forward and said we were aware of her being gang stalked, and that they believed they were, just to watch someone get destroyed for sport. Sometimes they do it for sport.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I just started doing this NSA piece here, but I'm having a problem believing it. And this is more close to home. This is an older doc, and it's very lengthy, and it was actually a lawsuit at some point. And at this point in time, I'm having a hard time believing that it is NSA, and I'm starting to think that it's the private sector and private citizens. I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel. What do you think?
The more that this goes on for me personally, it looks very local and rogue. That it is some kind of computer program, a weapon that you can buy. And like you had said, that people get put on a list, people who get divorced, and they want to get rid of the person that they want to murder and torture. The level of intellectual ability of the perps talking to a lot of us in our head, these are not scientists. They sound stupid. The people stalking us physically, these are not.
Okay, Marilyn, we have to go to station identification. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Thank you all for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day. And in times of emergency, we have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Marilyn and I are discussing... we were discussing the NSA and R&M, but I think we're going to branch off of that because I didn't appreciate where the author was going with any of this. Had I had a closer examination of it, I wouldn't have picked it for anything. Thank you. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Yeah, just the NSA, the DOD, the CIA, the military-industrial complex, and the criminals that are in the private sector, as you said, are attacking the human race with this neurotechnology, and it is deadly, it is dangerous, and it's traumatic, and it's terroristic, and it's torture. I'm tortured, and you are tortured, and we are trafficked. And many PIs already know this. They experience this. And so to get and convince the people on our planet who are not aware of this, that we have to really try to figure out how to expose people who are involved in this. Dr. Giordano, who is a neuroscientist, he's advocating to use this on the population. And if you Google and you search all these neuroscience organizations, you could probably see that it's coming out of most of these places across the planet. That would be a key way to find out. You know, mind control is like a It's like a game, you know, and poor people are in on it. They recruit them on the street level. They call them street level perps, boots on the ground, and they just terrorize men and women and children and the elderly with this synthetic telepathy, this remote neural monitoring. It's psychiatric warfare. It's psychological warfare out of the CIA. It's been going on for years, and I have scars on my head from the shots to my head with Doom. I get shot when I do something they don't like, even at work. My eyes look different. It looks like there's something in them.
It gives you a different look and feel when you look in the mirror, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what do you think that is?
I'm not sure. It might be stress taking its toll. Could very well be. But I am of the belief that I believe these are a bunch of rogue terrorists. And I think it's, excuse my English, but who did you piss off lately? And I think that's what it's all about. And within a year or so prior to your targeting, who did you aggravate? Who did you upset? Some people never forget anything. They don't forget. I mean, I had a woman on Facebook get mad at me for something that she thought that I said. It turns out it wasn't me. In high school. So, I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. Some people don't forget things. And they go on through life dragging this baggage around behind them. And it's just not worth it. So, yes,
yeah.
Rogues.
I mean, I agree with you. You know, just, I wonder, I don't know who it could be, considering that my mother was targeted first, and then her child, her only child, and it's quite sad. It's heartbreaking to know that your mom's sitting there hearing voices, and she can't talk to me. She can talk to me. It's just too much. You have to get through the day. I do want to expose the fact that they are doing rogue attacks, like gangs. You know, they used to call it gang stalking. I got a bunch of men, black men in particular, that are doing mind control on me, and they don't do anything else. They are intentionally recruiting people who don't want to work, who don't have the ability to stop, you know, drug abuse, other issues. They also go into the prison industrial complex, getting registered sex offenders, dangerous people, psychopaths, child abusers, and then they hook them up to R&M, and they attach them to us. And they're total pigs. And it's hard. It's really hard to be a black woman to get attacked by so many, you know, these black men. But they're brutal. I mean, and the CIA always does this kind of shit. They always go into the street, and they will disrupt anybody's life, any group, any organization. And then, you know, this is basically the latest tech. I got these middle-aged black guys. They're trying to talk for me right now. They're telling me what to say. And they're in their 50s and 60s, and they're psychotic. And they said, because, you know, we know about how Martin Luther King was infiltrated by these bugs. They used to place bugs in the lamps and in the apartments and the homes of people that were activists and civil rights movement. And they recorded Martin Luther King talking to his family. And now they can just read your mind. And you don't have to be as important as, you know, Martin Luther King, but, you know, average people to piss someone off, or, you know, they're going into all kinds of places, retirement homes, colleges. They're going after college kids. It's just unbelievable. Rehabs, prisons. The suburbs, the medical community, doctors are now being tortured, you know, and their caretakers. They're just going up to everybody. Private business owners, And maybe they're, you know, blackmailing them, betrayers to the country, and to gang stop, you know, people in their town or their city. I'm amazed at how many bad people live in this country.
Yes, and we have thousands and thousands of security companies. We have even, you know, probably 10 times that in private investigation firms. And so you have to ask yourself, how much clout do you need to access this program? How many qualifications, or what do your qualifications have to be to own this application? A license to kill.
Mm-hmm. Who owns, exactly, who has the application locally? It's in a building, it's someone's home. What is it? Is it on the dark web? Is it sold on the dark web? You know, how do you upload a program that can read your, that can hear your thoughts? It's not real, it's not like synthetic, it's synthetic telepathy. It's not telepathy, they hear you think. So, you know, when you're processing a sentence or you're trying to think what you're going to say, and it's, you know, you go through, you scramble to find words, and so other people hear that, you know, but they don't know who the hell you are. And so it's, you know, even when they look through your eyes, you know, what is that technology that they can see your visual cortex? Like, they can see, like, what you're looking at. And who, you know, we have a Second Amendment to protect ourselves. So who are these people? You know, we have to fight back. Let's destroy them. You know, let's not just, you know, the future is going to look back on this, and they're going to look back on us to see, you know, who tough and who fought back. I'm not interested in spending the rest of my life with a bunch of fools looking through my eyes and watching my life and torturing me in my sleep. How many people at RBN are gang stalked? I wonder if there's any people that, if you ever listen to the show and you're part of the RBN community, you know, you should let Frank know. Anyway.
Yeah. There are people that are targeted that you would not believe. They keep it to themselves so well. When I go out in public, you would never know it, because I just keep it to myself, no matter what they do, unless their attack gets vicious and I have to head to the hospital, no one knows it.
Mm-hmm.
But the attacks are fierce. They can be, as you know, very fierce, and they can be mentally destructive. They've destroyed people with this. They've taken people apart brick by brick with this. Some people have actually checked themselves into mental institutions because they could not figure out where the voices were coming from, and they thought they were schizophrenic. Now, I'm beginning to think that schizophrenic is a word that they should put away. But I look at somebody like your mom. Now, what manner of technology did they use on your mom, and how long ago? Can you answer me that one?
So it was the 80s when she told me, and I was a child, and she said, oh, strange things, people are in public, and they're telling me bits and pieces of my own personal life that's impossible to know about. And she could hear sometimes people talking. You know, it is a it's so much abuse that I could cry every day for my own mother. How awful. And I'm starting to get very upset, but she believed it was something implanted in her too. And I said, okay. I knew that I had heard about that. Many people had heard about that. I'm in Ohio. Also, she later on last year, I said, well, what else did you think about it? I thought it was coming in through the telephone wires. I used to look at the telephone wires. And I thought, okay.
Now, that could be what Robert Duncan was speaking of when he said that, okay, power line communication was used, and he said China. Maybe it was used here, too. Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Power line communication.
Yep.
Well, but now, whatever it is, it's far more advanced than that because you can go, I've been in the in caves to get away from it. The tallest mountain in Utah, other countries, I left the country. How do we get it out of us? How do we get it off of us?
Well, that's what we're going to have to work on. I wanted to ask you, did they spin you through a lot of money? I mean, did they sort of like acid strip you in your attempts to try and find a way away from it?
In what way do you mean?
It must have cost you considerable money to leave the country. It must have cost you considerable money to go to Utah and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm sure you went other places to try and escape this. So this all came this was money that you probably didn't want to spend, although it was a vacation from it. So I guess it's money spent on travel.
I have never, there was nothing about it that was, it was hell. See, and the other thing I noticed about the people that are watching me through this R&M, they're poor. I'm poor. You know, lots of people getting money and travel, and you know, money runs out. But they were jealous. You know, we don't all have the same gang stalkers, and they attached a lot of people that have never done much at all, and are psychotic and they're sociopaths. So like, they made my life was hell the entire time I was overseas. I was hysterical. It was worse. Now I have a job, and I have a part-time job, and I'm trying to figure out a way to travel in a different way, to go somewhere with my ugly mother, so our memories aren't all about the gang stalking. Also, you buy all kinds of things online to try to protect your head, protect yourself from directed energy weapons, copper, aluminum foil. I mean, I had aluminum foil all over the windows, all over my body, I used to wear it around my torso to block directed energy hits, my head, my legs, they used to shoot me in the shin, and my feet. Nothing worked, so the magnets,
Yeah, I went through the magnet stage. I bought a 400-pound pole, and I put it behind my head. I put it under my butt. I mean, I had magnets everywhere. I mean, they'd spike most of your Gauss meters, because that's what they pick up, magnetic fields. And okay, Marilyn, we have to go to commercial. Thank you for listening, people. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight we have been discussing the NSA and R&M, and Marilyn from Ohio is my guest this evening, guest speaker, and we only have a few minutes left, so Marilyn, you want to sum up in a minute or so?
I wanted to use the Bible of, you know, the sign of the beast, the mark of the beast. And this is some of the most evil, traumatic, this is the most traumatic phenomenon that's ever happened on our planet. And the term right hand or forehead, as mentioned in Revelation, does not mean a person physically is physically marked there. This is a Bible metaphor for thought and action. Deuteronomy 11:18-19 explains it as thought and action. You shall therefore impress these words of mine on your heart and on your soul, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. You shall teach them to your sons, talking of them when you sit in your house and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you rise up. When I was a child, I knew that there was going to be synthetic telepathy. And this is not what my mother had shared her targeting with me. And I actually was naive enough to look forward to it. Why would I think that? You know, one day, I used to think all the time, you know, in the summer, beautiful sunlight out, the natural world around me, how nice it would be to communicate brain to brain. What grade schooler thinks this and thinks this? You know, a normal thing that's going to happen, look forward to it. Unfortunately, you know, this is a test, too. You know, everyone needs to really think about evil. Your mind and your body, it's not even that they're going to know what bad things you do or want. You shouldn't want to be bad on this earth. You shouldn't want to be a good person. Until we find a way to stop them, try to be as good and as you possibly can until this is over. Be a good human. Be a good person. Feel love. Feel love.
We have to say good night from the two of us. And I would like to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.